degrees, a low temperature of 37 degrees.
Do you ever ponder? Do you ever wonder? Do you ever question? In my server, serve and me. Your computer will print. Should you call the president? What in the world are you gonna do? Call Adam, the computer guy. Call Adam. Don't know the reason why. Do you find it a waste of time? Because you cannot get online. Call Adam, the computer guy. Or go online to AdamTheComputerGuy.com. There's a click of the mouse.
Well, thank you so much, Paul Marion's Minister of Music. Be sure to catch his show, Heaven Express, along with his fine wife, Glenna, every Sunday at 5 p.m., just after the 5 p.m. features. Of course, that's Eastern Time. Paul being quite a talented musician, he and I kind of wrote that song ourselves, and I tell you, it is pretty cool. Let me know what you think. He does a lot of theme songs. He does one for Charlie, for Over Coffee, and much more. Marion's Talking Place, creative people like myself, like Paul, like Charlie, like Scott, and many, many more. We talk 24/7, 107.1 on your FM dial and streaming online. 107.1 is the frequency position. We broadcast frequently. In fact, we broadcast all the time. That's about as frequent as you can get. And online, that's what I meant to say. WWGH1071.com. Hey, good morning. My name is Adam Lepp, also known as Adam the Computer Guy. And as you hopefully know, every Tuesday and Thursday, right after the 9 o'clock features, we get together and talk today's technology topics. We often delve into self-driving or autonomous cars. We also talked about autonomous trucks last show. Medical technology, cell phones and smartphones, and phones that really aren't very smart, because sometimes we encounter those. Computer security, network security, data privacy, making your computing experience at the home and the office not only fun and profitable, but safe. And the best part of all is I take your call. See, I also am a poet and don't know it. You can give me a ring right now. Don't be shy. I don't bite. And I won't even charge you. You won't have to put a credit card and swipe it on your phone. I'll give you free advice. How about that? The phone number here at the studio. I am live right here at the Marion Center Mall. The number is 740-383-9944. I would just love to hear from you. We can discuss some of the news items that I have talked about during previous shows. If you don't agree with something that I've said, well, that's okay. This is an open forum. I would love to debate any IT-type topic. It would be my pleasure to do so. 740-383-9944. You can also leave a message on our Facebook page. Just look for WWGH 107.1 in Marion. A little bit moist outside. Not a bad day whatsoever. Kind of enjoying springtime. Of course, about a week and a half ago, it was snowing. So I definitely am not complaining about the weather today. It is very good radio listening weather. I can tell you that much. On the Adam the Computer Guy show, we discuss many technology topics. And if you're like me, let's see here. You are an owner and user of an Android smartphone. And again, smart isn't always the case, because sometimes the phones aren't too smart. But I guess that's part of the fun. In the news from the smartphone world, yesterday, the European Commission, now check this out, Yesterday, the European Commission charged that Google breached European Union antitrust rules. That's hard to say at 9 o'clock in the morning, but I think I got it out. The coffee definitely is helping. Anyway, the European Commission yesterday said that Google breached European Union antitrust rules by seeking to maintain and expand the dominance of its Android operating system. The European Commission's antitrust chief, Margrethe Vestager, said, "A competitive mobile internet sector is increasingly important for consumers and businesses in Europe." She said, "Based on our investigation thus far, we believe that Google and their behavior denies consumers a wider range of mobile apps and services and stands in the way of innovation by other players in breach of European Union antitrust rules." Now, in its statement of objections, the Commission alleged that Google violated European Union antitrust rules in the following ways. Now, check this out. It's almost like with Microsoft. You may remember it was hard, although not necessarily impossible, to remove the Internet Explorer browser. And there were some rumblings when that happened. So, do we see technology getting invasive, not letting you uninstall or modify or add to something that you may or may not like that comes with the computer or phone? And this is kind of a big story because there are a lot of countries and a lot of people, a lot of money in the European Union. Anyway, the Commission alleged Google's violations, which included requiring manufacturers to pre-install Google Search and Google's Chrome browser, and requiring them to set Google Search as the default search engine on their devices. And that's a condition to license certain Google proprietary apps. See, as I see it, Android is an open source. It's based on Linux, and you can uninstall these items or change them. It's not overly complicated. I don't really see an antitrust, but of course, it's up for debate. Please feel free to call me. We can talk about it. If you don't agree with me, that's fine. I'd love to answer any questions. 740-383-9944. Maybe you are an Apple or Windows phone user and you prefer that operating system to Android. That's great. Let's talk about it. Interesting topic. Also, the Commission alleged some additional antitrust violations, which include preventing manufacturers from selling smart mobile devices running on competing operating systems based on Android's open source code, and giving financial incentives to manufacturers and mobile network operators on the condition that they exclusively pre-install Google Search on their devices. See, in my case, again, it's probably biased by being an Android user, and Android isn't perfect. I'm not perfect, but I do think Android is pretty good. I think they're being too nitpicky. But again, let me know what you think. I'd love to hear from you. Google's business practices may lead to a further consolidation of the company's dominant position in general internet search services. And that was noted by the Commission. Now, those practices may affect the ability. Again, this is according to the European Commission and their antitrust violations that they're alleging from Google. Anyway, these practices, according to the European Commission, the EC, may affect the ability of other mobile browsers to compete with Google Chrome. They hinder the development of operating systems based on Android open source code and the opportunities that they would offer for the development of new apps and services. Now, the Commission's action is a response to complaints it has received from Google's competitors in Europe. In 2013, Fair Search Europe, a group that includes Oracle and Nokia, filed a complaint with the European Commission about Android. And in 2014, Aptoide also filed a complaint. Consumer Watchdog is another group supporting an investigation into Google's Android dominance. John Simpson, director of Consumer Watchdog's Privacy Project, said, "This is the same kind of thing that Microsoft did when it bundled its browser in with its operating system." Gosh, that's the same thing I said a couple minutes ago. So I guess smart minds think alike. Or maybe we don't. Anyway, Mr. Simpson said, "While Google makes Android freely available, it's got strings that come with it that unfairly favor Google's apps if you're going to use the Android software." So the plot thickens. He said consumers can go and find other apps and install them, but that gives Google a leg up on Android devices. Now, Google is not stifling the Android marketplace. And that comes from Daniel Castro, a senior analyst with the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation. Daniel Castro said this is an unfortunate action because it does not seem like there has been any consumer harm from the allegations, and there is strong competition in the mobile operating system environment. It's hard to see how Google can lock out any competitors since the switching costs of installing a new app are so minimal. See, this is what I say. It doesn't take a lot of time. The operating system is free. Compare that to the iOS. Yeah, I agree with Mr. Castro. Anyway, he said 30 seconds to download and install a rival app. So yeah, I agree with him. You know, there are many sides to this story, but in this case, pick something else. You are getting it for free. Windows is not free. iOS isn't free. Android is open source. They encourage you to make your modifications and customizations. If you don't like Chrome, Google's not going to jump for joy, but there are alternatives. I use Chrome and Firefox on my phone. They both have their good and bad points. And the price is right. It's free. Mr. Castro said one reason Android enjoys widespread popularity is its openness, which allows for experimentation while also providing standardized features across platforms for users. He said it would be unfortunate if the European Union punishes Google for actions it takes that create better consumer experiences because it believes these actions are anti-competitive. He said this would create a risk that tech companies would design products to meet arcane competition regulations rather than what the consumer needs. Now, since the Europeans announced their initial probe into Google's Android monopoly last year, there have been murmurs of a similar investigation by the U.S. FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. In September of last year, for example, Bloomberg reported that the FTC had reached an agreement with the United States Justice Department to investigate whether or not Google was stifling access to Android by its competitors. That wouldn't be the first time that the FTC has probed Google. It looked into Google's search dominance in 2011 and 2012. That investigation ended in 2013, with Google changing some of its business practices. However, last year, the Wall Street Journal reported that the commission ignored the advice of key staffers to sue Google because they believed it was doing harm to consumers and innovation. Now, Mr. Simpson said the FTC completely blew its investigation on the search monopoly. They completely failed to do their job there. Now, a couple of years ago, check this out. In 2014, Google spent $16.8 million on lobbying in Washington. You don't spend money like drunken sailors on lobbying unless you see results. That again comes from Mr. Simpson. So, let me know what you think. I mean, a controversial topic. I believe it's being over-dramatized. I don't feel that there was any antitrust, but these things can happen, so I don't see any fault in investigating. But there are many good things about Android. You know, Google's not perfect. However, it's an open-source operating system. Compare that to Windows and Apple, which are not open-source. You have to buy them, and there are more complicated licensing issues. My number here at the station, I am live at the Marion Center Mall in the studio at Marion's Talking Place, WWGH. My telephone number is 740-383-WWGH. That is 740-383-9944. My name is Adam Lepp, also known as Adam the Computer Guy. Good morning. Thank you very much for listening. By the way, beep beep. Yes, I know. Once a show, I toot my own horn, but that's okay. I am the webmaster, programmer, developer, maintainer, and my company is the web host for the very popular and very outstanding, is that a word? I guess it is, website, WWGH1071.com. And if you have not seen the website lately, please point your browser to it ASAP because it is awesome. You can listen to archives of my show, our local broadcasting legends, Charlie Evers, and of course, Mr. Scott Spears. We mentioned Paul and Glenna with Heaven Express. Listen live just after the 5 o'clock features on Sunday afternoon, or listen to archives on our website. Pastor Brett with the Wittenberg Door. And of course, Sober Joe, a great show about recovery. That's definitely a unique show we offer. And Sober Joe is a man of great wisdom with good guests. Anyway, he makes it fun. Do listen to the Sober Joe archives because they are entertaining and very educational, to say the least. And of course, lots of surprises. We like surprises here at WWGH. That's what makes the station fun. We also have our new show, Over Coffee, which follows my Tuesday morning show just after the 11 o'clock features with Marge and Martha. Archives are also available. Check it out, WWGH1071.com. And last but not least, earlier this month, we upgraded our streaming service to allow you to listen more easily on your mobile device, your mobile phone, tablet, etc. Even if your phone isn't very smart, our website is smart. You can listen. Just click on the Listen button, which appears on every page of the website. You'll instantly be connected, and the quality of the stream, the BPS for you computer techs out there, it has improved. We're also on TuneIn. That's one of my favorite ways to listen. Just go to TuneIn. It's an app available on your mobile phone. And search for WWGH. Make us a favorite station. Make us a bookmark. And you can listen online. And of course, it's all free. That's the kind of people we are here at WWGH. We care about our listeners. Please do listen online if you're not in the Marion area. Anywhere in the world with the internet access, you can listen. And you can also call. Hey, give me a call right now. I'd love to talk to you about today's technology topics. Don't be shy. I don't bite. 740-383-9944. I'm Adam Lepp, the computer guy. Hey, if you want to find out more about me, that would be great. I love to share myself, my information, what I do with my listeners. My website is adamthecomputerguy.com. Also, just look me up on Facebook. If you are a listener, please add me as a friend. I'm a pretty friendly guy. Look for Adam the Computer Guy, Lepp, that's L-E-P-P, and I would more than love to be your virtual friend. How about that? We have some events coming up in the Marion area. Let's see what we have here. Looking at my papers, there is a Community Earth Day celebration. I'm definitely in favor of keeping a clean environment. Earth Day to me is it's very important. It's on Saturday, April 23rd, between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the ECO Center in Caledonia, 1757 County Road 59. Again, for any questions about these local events, feel free to give us a call at the station. We'll be happy to provide any details. And check this out. Luncheon with the First Ladies. And that features a buffet luncheon of favorite foods of five First Ladies of the United States. Jane Pierce, Lucy Hayes, Helen Taft, Grace Coolidge, and Pat Nixon. Coming up on June 4th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Tri-Rivers Career Center Auditorium, tickets $20. Available at Heritage Hall at 169 East Church Street. Go to marianhistory.com for more information. Again, feel free to call the station with questions about these events, or you can email me. I can provide you with details via email, adam@wwgh1071.com. I would love to hear from you. Make my papers here a little bit neater. We appreciate your listening to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. Again, we get together every Tuesday and Thursday, right after the 9 a.m. features. Take your phone calls, Facebook messages, and emails. We talk today's technology topics. Good morning. Thank you for listening. Speaking of Google and television, you might wonder, well, what do Google and TV have in common? Well, plenty of things, but here's another one. Google is updating its search offering to show listings for live TV channels. Searching for a show like, for example, Game of Thrones will show results for which channels are airing the show and at what times. This will appear alongside Google's existing information, which indicates where you can watch the show using on-demand services, such as the Google Play Store or Apple's iTunes. Daniel Allegra, Google's president of global partnerships, in a company blog post said, "What we are seeing is that more and more viewers are turning to their phones to find out what to watch, where to watch it, and when it's available. In fact, searches for TV shows and films on mobile have grown more than 55% in the past year alone." Allegra says that the update is coming soon. He says that he's reached out to the company for further comment regarding which channels and which countries will be included in the results. So again, Google doing many things. Let me know what you think. TV listings, certainly something we all want to see. I remember, you know, when I was a kid, back in the Stone Ages, I would buy the TV guide and read the articles and look at listings, and you can still do that, but now you have many different online resources for finding out what is on the old television. Adam Lepp here, live in the studio on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. Really appreciate your listening. Hey, call me. I offer free technical advice. We can discuss, debate, kind of expand on some of the stories we've been discussing, the antitrust lawsuit pending in European Union against Google, Google's TV listing. We discuss some of the top websites out there, latest and greatest in smartphones and network security, lots of stuff. As a fan of the NFL and Major League Baseball, this story has intrigued me. We discussed about Twitter and the NFL earlier this month on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. Here's a little more information. Football season will be here before you know it. Twitter and the NFL are betting that a partnership announced earlier this month could help refine the roughly defined relationship between social media and the world of sports. See, sometimes there are some bumps in the road, and occasionally I have my guest, Harry Yeprum Jr. He is quite a guru in the social media world and big NFL and baseball fan like I am. And we've kind of discussed social media and sports. So next time Harry is on, I think we'll bring this up. Now, the NFL set out to reclaim fans who chewed through their cable TV cords and have strayed from the flock of football faithful. I love that. The flock of football faithful. While Twitter's motive in agreeing to stream 10 gridiron games during the 2016 season was growth and retention. Now, the NFL fielded offers from Facebook, Amazon, and others, but Twitter's reach and relevance to fans of the game won it over, even though its bid reportedly wasn't the biggest of the bunch. So not necessarily the almighty dollar, it's people's usage of these services and how the services want to work with the professional sports leagues. Quentin Porter, Director of Business Development and Partnerships at Zoomf, said, "Social media use has been closing the gap between the couch and the court, the home and home field." And we have a telephone call from Zach, our internet listener in Cincinnati. Love talking to Zach. Zach, good morning. Thank you for calling.
How you doing?
Zach, I'm doing fantastic. I appreciate your listening online there in the Queen City, home of our favorite baseball team, the Cincinnati Reds. How do you think the Reds are doing so far this year? I mean, is it expected based upon the youth and experience of the team, or do you think we could do better?
We're 8-7. I think we're doing good for the expectations.
I would say definitely. I mean, I would like to see Billy Hamilton hit above 250, but, you know, he's an outstanding outfielder. I mean, with a capital O, and when he gets on base, you give him a walk, you might as well give him a triple because of his base-stealing ability. So I'm not giving up on Billy whatsoever. Again, Brandon Phillips, who I believe to be the franchise player, very happy with him. Jay Bruce is very streaky, but he's been doing pretty good of late. Joey Votto will come around. He always does. Here in Marion, Zach, you know, we're kind of between multiple Major League Baseball teams. That's what I wanted to say. Of course, the Reds, the Pirates, the Indians, and the Tigers. Any thoughts at all on the other teams that you might follow in MLB?
I follow the Nationals. I mean, I was a big Dusty fan, so I...
Gotta love Dusty, right? He was a great player. I'm glad to see him managing again. He's a good guy. Very smart man with a lot of baseball knowledge, for sure.
Me and you are probably the only two that think Brandon Phillips is a franchise player on this team.
Yep. Good to have someone call who agrees with me, but that's okay. I take calls of people who agree, don't agree. I like Brandon. You know, I like his colorful personality. I've never seen a better defensive second baseman, and he's not a bad hitter either. Plus, again, he's like 33, 34 years old. He's not slowing down. I think he's actually getting better.
Plus, there's a certain somebody with his name starts with an H there in Columbus.
Oh, you mean the famous Harry?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that's
yeah.
Okay. We love talking about sports and social media. Did you want to talk about a different topic, Zach? I've given some topics to talk about because I love talking baseball. But we mentioned about Twitter and the NFL, or anything else you wanted to discuss this morning?
Obviously, you know, the whole Johnny Manziel thing going on social media, you know. I just wonder how much trouble he'd be in if it wasn't for social media. He probably wouldn't be in any trouble. He'd probably still be with the Browns.
Yeah, I guess Harry and I have discussed this, and yeah, I think social media, people over-dramatize, certainly, but in this case, you know, Johnny may be a gifted athlete, but in the maturity department, he's very much lacking, and life isn't one big game. And I'm kind of wondering, maybe all the social media buzz is good. It's that we're kind of weeding out somebody who, despite talent, is not a good role model for the game. We don't expect perfection out of anybody. But I think that professional athletes are looked up to, especially by youth, and they should be a decent role. You know, not expected to be perfect, but they should be a decent role model. Kind of like with Brandon. Yeah, he's a little, he's colorful, but he's a good guy. Yeah, he doesn't break laws. He's not an abusive person. Love him or hate him because of him as being colorful, but he is still a good person and a good citizen and a great player. And you know, and Johnny Football isn't. He might be the most gifted athlete around, but as a human being, he has a few things to work on. And it's a good thing to talk about, Zach. Is the buzz in social media, is that maybe a good thing that we weeded him out before it got even worse?
So speaking of, I know this is technically a computer show, speaking of computers, do you prefer an Apple or a Mac?
Well, you mean Apple or Windows?
Apple or Windows, yeah.
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, Zach, so I'm really glad you asked. Back in the 90s, when I first started using the internet and BBS services, I was more into Mac, and that was because we had Windows 3.1, then Windows 95, and they weren't quite as good as the Windows we have now. And so I used Macs more because I felt they were more advanced. And right now we have more software available for Windows, And of course, back then also, Mac computers were almost immune to getting viruses, and Windows computers would constantly have issues with that. Now, because Macs have become a bit more popular, and because of the iPhone and iPad, etc., although Macs are more resistant to infections in Windows, they are not immune. So I've kind of done a bit of a 180. Windows computers also are much, much less expensive than Macs. And as I almost tell my customers, you could buy three or four Windows computers and just discard, you know, and recycle the computer after its useful life. And still, you'll end up it'll cost less than getting a Mac. I also don't like a lot of the changes that the desktop operating system has made of late. And as you know, I very much dislike Windows 8 and Windows 10, so I tell people just get Windows 7. It does a lot of the things that Windows 95 and 98 did, but of course has greatly improved upon it. The general graphic interface is good, you can customize it, and Windows 7 computers are very cheap right now. You can get a good refurbished computer for under $100. Compare that to a Mac. But I would say, in an environment like a school, where you can't always keep an eye on what people are doing, although again the cost can be higher, it may be a good idea to get a Mac because they are known as being more secure and less prone to infections. So based upon the particular environment, also in radio software, Zach, although Macs are good for multimedia, for editing audio and video, radio software is pretty much something that runs on Windows only, although some software runs on Linux, even better because Linux is free. So from that perspective, yeah, you many times have to get a Windows computer. Something else that I've noticed too, a lot of my clients, they use QuickBooks, and as you may know, QuickBooks requires a lot of processing power, and it's a great program, but it has its quirks. There is a Mac version available, but the couple times that I've worked on a Mac version of QuickBooks for a client, it does not seem very stable. It really seems like a program that works better on Windows. So that's my detailed answer, Zach. Are you a Windows person, or what kind of a computer do you prefer?
I mean, I like Macs. The only problem is they seem like they come out with a new Mac every week.
They do seem to do a lot of changes, and because it is, as I mentioned about Android being open source and versus the cost of the iOS, the cost can add up, and not everybody can afford to go ahead and just buy plunk down a couple hundred bucks for something new every few weeks. That's also part of it. I mean, Mac does do updates, but sometimes they do make some drastic changes that require buying some new hardware. So I would agree with that also.
So do you repair computers?
Yes, I repair them. I sledgehammer them if necessary. But yes, repair. One thing about repair. Computers. Since I started using the internet back in the mid '90s, the costs have gone way down. I mean, you can go buy $79. You can buy a good refurbished Windows computer or computer without an operating system and put Linux on it. Linux you can download and install for free. It's not hard to do. And in that case, just calling out the service tech to repair your computer, unless it's a really high-end one, often costs more than just replacing it. The main thing is data. Is data properly backed up? Do you have licenses for all your programs? Because that's really what's going to cost more. I mean, Microsoft Office, they have a subscription plan available, but to buy it on a CD is going to be at least $150. And you can buy a computer for that price. So.
Wow. I've noticed some of these places these repair shops, some of these places, and I've taken my computer somewhere where they screwed me over. Sometimes they don't really do a good job of fixing it. They just, of course, everyone's about making a buck, and there's just a lot of places now. It's just hard to trust some people.
I agree. It's not really a regulated business, and just like in any business, there are good guys and bad guys. My contact information, if you would like to contact me about computer support, is on my website, adamthecomputerguy.com. I can provide remote support, log into your computer anywhere in the world, or again, if, like Zach, you are listening in Cincinnati, I go to Cincinnati regularly, so I'm more than happy to do things in person or remotely.
When are you going to a game?
When am I going to a game? I would think I'll probably pick a couple games up a little later in the year. It's based on, again, what my schedule, because my schedule is kind of tricky. I don't work 9 to 5, but I often find myself busy or having to take care of something at an unusual time. And so if I can fit it in, I'd love to. You know, I do like the new stadium. The refreshments are a little expensive, but that's okay. Gotta love the game. Gotta love watching Brandon and my other favorite players. So yeah, I'll probably pick up a game a little later in the year.
Can you repair the bullpen?
Can I repair it? That's probably the best question I've heard in a while. Can I repair the bullpen? I'm not really sure that I could. I don't know what I could do about J.J. Hoover. I think he has a lot of talent, but he's not good in pressure situations. And I kind of wonder at this point if he ever will be. I don't know what to do. I kind of miss Raleigh Eastwick back from the 70s, and I kind of miss Rob Dibble. But Rob Dibble is not going to come out of retirement, so I'm not quite sure what to do. Zach, do you have any ideas about the Reds bullpen?
I miss Chapman. I want Chapman back. Can we get Chapman back?
That's happened either. I don't know. If you have any suggestions, I mean, let me know. And that's kind of a good point, Zach. You know, it's easier in many cases to repair a computer. People's computer questions often are pretty simple. They have these pop-ups coming out of nowhere. Yesterday I had a client of mine, she's an attorney, and her main issue was that her disk was full. She had a lot of legal documents, a lot of photos. We went ahead and cleaned things out, moved files, and now the computer works probably better than it did when she bought it, because I also removed some stuff she didn't need. But unfortunately, we can't do that in professional sports. You know, baseball's a game of inches. And if J.J. Hoover would not be throwing so many fat pitches, and his arm, I mean, he's a strong guy with good stuff. But these major league hitters, you make a mistake by an inch, and the ball ends up over the fence. And he seems to have a propensity to do that. And I'd like to. Hopefully that could be changed. He does have a good arm, but it just doesn't always do it in major league sports. So
yeah, you know my grandma, she just turned 80, and she's not, these pop-up windows always happen on her computer, and she's always wanting to, like, pay the people.
Yeah, well, that's one of my specialties, Zach. If you can go ahead and have her, or yourself, go to my website, adamthecomputerguy.com, that has my telephone number. I'm pretty easy to reach. Just call me, text me, send, Facebook me. We're friends on Facebook, or send me an email. I would love to help out your grandma. That would be my pleasure. I've helped out clients, Zach, as old as 95 years old. So that's one thing about me. I like helping out a diversity of clients, and that's something that's really interesting, I think, in computers. And maybe it's changed a little bit, but people of all ages use technology. And you would think that maybe some of the questions that older people have would be similar, but I often find the questions and issues that people have, it's the same regardless of people's age. And of course, it may depend on what they do with the computer. I mean, you may wonder, for example, why are some news and sports sites slower? And that's because they have all these ads, and sometimes they get really busy. Whereas your grandma might want to use Skype to communicate with you and other relatives, and that's a bit of a different question. You know, how do we get the camera to work better? What kind of a camera should I use? And why is Skype sometimes slow? Or are there other ways to communicate? The Facebook Live video, that's kind of an in thing right now. So that's something another user might ask. But you know, we enjoy the diversity of people that we service in the computer tech world, as well as the different questions. So every day is full of surprises. Yeah, that's kind of part of the fun.
How serious is the hacking? I've heard about people hacking into people's cameras.
One thing right now, which we haven't covered yet, but I'll probably cover a lot of. I covered it on Tuesday, but I'll probably cover it again in detail next week. Is Windows and QuickTime. And that kind of gets back to your original question, Zach. You asked about Apple and Windows, or call it Wintel, Windows and Intel. QuickTime, of course, is an Apple product, and Apple isn't supporting it on Windows anymore. And now we found out that it's a major security risk, that people could actually get hacked by having a QuickTime plugin on their Windows computer, and are being urged to uninstall it as soon as possible.
You're talking about the QuickTime cameras.
Well, I mean, QuickTime being a format for multimedia, and it's kind of associated with cameras because, I mean, you can use it to view video files and audio files. So in that case, yeah, it's kind of tied in together. formats of video are interesting. You know, we Flash has kind of gone a bit by the wayside because it isn't very good for mobile. But we have the MOV is QuickTime. We have the MP4 format, the AVI, etc. So we have all these formats, and sometimes it's a case of what works better on a particular computer. And now we have the issue where the QuickTime format is deprecated due to a security risk on Windows. So the whole, you know, the whole plot thickens. And with the Facebook video, kind of like with YouTube, it's kind of their own proprietary format. It's based upon existing formats, but it's a special format that they've used. I mean, one thing that I did is I went to what we call live band karaoke last week, and I uploaded some videos of myself. Maybe you saw them, and maybe you're still laughing over them. But instead of just saving in a format myself, I went ahead and just uploaded them as a Facebook video, and it was really easy. These videos were, I mean, we did them in high def. They were half a gigabyte. And it didn't take more than 10 minutes to upload a video. My connection at the house is very fast, but I mean 10 minutes is pretty good for half a gigabyte. Compare how long that would have taken 15 years ago, and that was just real easy. I'm not even quite sure what are the specifics of Facebook's video format, but I know it works really well. And we see more and more people uploading videos on Facebook, doing the live. You know, our mutual sports fan friend Josh, he puts on live videos explaining the Reds pregame and postgame every day. I mean, this stuff is real easy to do, and I think it has revolutionized things a little bit. And it used to be that the video did work better on a Mac computer, but right now, something like Facebook works on all platforms, so it's less dependent upon exactly what kind of computer you have, which I guess makes things a lot easier for the end user. Have you tried doing live videos at all, Zach? Is that something that you've?
I've done a couple. You know, Harry, you know, Harry likes doing them.
Yeah, he puts out videos of himself with his cat and going shopping. And have you? our mutual friend Josh in Oklahoma, his live videos. Do you watch them at all? I think they're interesting. You know, you don't have to wait for Marty to do the pregame on the Reds broadcast. You can go ahead and just watch Josh, and I think he's got some good opinions.
Oh yeah, he's a smart guy when it comes to.
Do you think that the ability to do these live videos how has that affected how people view sports? Should a lot of fans be doing it? Do you think it's good to kind of watch people's different perspectives and kind of see how that compares to what the announcer says on the radio? Is that kind of changed things at all? Is there too much of it or too little of it?
I mean, I think. It's always better to when you can hear an opinion rather than seeing an opinion on Facebook when people type when you're talking via type or text. I think it's always better to view someone's opinion when they're actually talking.
So you kind of like the live videos? Yeah, I think it's interesting, and it's something that's kind of the latest and greatest on Facebook. And we talked about Facebook and Google. They have a propensity to always have something new and exciting up their sleeve. And this, I think the Facebook video is, maybe because I see a lot of my friends that they're doing it, but I think it's pretty much all over. And I know from, I was going to do a little live video when I was getting ready for the show today, but I got a little busy. I wanted to be sure I wasn't interfering with my ability to go on the air, but I might do that at some time. But between the uploading the videos, like the karaoke ones that I put on, people uploading videos, updates about their personal events or current events, and the live videos, I think it's added a special wrinkle to Facebook. What do you think about this was controversial a few weeks ago, Zach, about the new emoticons. You don't have to just like something. You can cry, you can laugh, you can love something, you can say wow. I think I use that one a lot myself. And what do you think about that?
Yeah, you're talking about on Facebook?
Right, the new emoticons. You don't just have to like something. You can cry.
Wow.
Yeah, you can. People were kind of joking. Well, there should be a hate button, and we don't have the hate button. But you know, I'm sure at some time that'll be implemented. But you can put a heart. You can put a tear. You can say wow. There are different things besides like that you can give as a reaction to a Facebook post.
Also the thing on your status, obviously, you know, the all the different expressions. And
yeah, you're feeling any of 100 different emotions. Yeah, and again, I think, you know, and I'm guilty myself of just playing around on it too much, and when I probably should be doing work. But it's fun. It's something that we do, and it can be useful. And yeah, in sports especially, we talked about Josh and his pre and post game Reds opinions, and I think that they're good to watch, and they coordinate well with what you hear on the air, and it's great for sports because, you know, we follow sports here, especially at Marion. I said we're kind of between four Major League Baseball teams, so we have people that follow different teams. I mean, you know, I'm a Reds fan, but that's okay. Any baseball team is fair game here on the show. We'd love to talk about it. And social media and sports, that is a topic I think that will increase in interest and in exposure.
Marion, what cities, like what major baseball cities closest do you think?
Marion, honestly, you know, I love the word equidistant because it essentially is between. We're pretty close to the geographical center of Ohio, which I believe is in Morrow County. Of course, Charlie would know that. He's an expert in Ohio geography, so I'll ask him to make sure I get the right information. But it's actually Sparta, Ohio, which is where Tim Belcher is from. He played, of course, for the Reds, and I believe he played for the Indians, and he did some coaching at the Indians. He's from Sparta, Ohio, and nearby Morrow County. That's pretty close to the geographical center of Ohio. So in Marion, it's essentially Cleveland and Cincinnati are pretty close to being the same distance. Detroit and Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh's a little further, but it's not too far. And of course, we have a lot of Steelers fans in the area. And Detroit's a little further away than Cincinnati and Cleveland, but it's close. So as I see it, there are four teams that are within a reasonable drive from the area. And that's what's cool about Marion. We have people that support multiple major league teams. Just think about professional football. It's almost like the Steelers, the Bengals, and the Browns are evenly divided in this area. So it just makes for a lot of fun conversations.
Oh, poor Harry had the Marion Indians fan.
We'll have that. I mean, we enjoy debating. And certainly in spring training, the Indians and the Reds, they share a facility. So there are many things that we have in common. As baseball, I mean, it's America's pastime. And I've been a fan since I was old enough to know what baseball was. And I think it's fun to talk about. We have to cover negative topics like Johnny Manziel. It's very sad. I mean, the talent that guy had, but it's part of sports. There is negativity in sports. And we could spend a whole day talking about LeBron. I mean, you love him or you hate him. You know, there are so many things we can cover in sports. And on this show, yeah, we can talk about how sports and computers and sports and social media, how they go together. And that's always a good topic. You brought up Johnny Football, and yeah, I agree. I think it's probably a good thing. It's helped to determine that the man has some growing up to do, despite his talent. Hopefully, he can get his life in order.
I think social media is bad. And technology has really improved the likeliness of sports for people, you know, certain people that aren't necessarily like big time sports fans, but they can follow it, you know, on Twitter.
Right. So you think that the ability and the ease of usage of social media has made sports more available and helped young people appreciate it better? I agree. I agree. I definitely. No question.
It's easier to follow a team or, you know, watch a game. You don't always have to watch it on TV, so.
Right, there are many, many ways, and I guess I heard Fox Sports talking about how you can just listen online if you can't catch the game on your TV. See, when I was, you know, back in the 70s, when I first started listening to the Reds, of course we had the Reds on the radio and WLW and local stations, and as we still do, not all the games were televised. Pretty much every game is now televised. But it's on cable. I mean,
that hurts. I'm sure that hurts radio. I mean, radio's obviously. Yeah. I know radio's taking a hit.
Oh yeah, as a radio person, I mean, I'm going to be biased. You know, I told you, Marty Brenneman, I idolize the man, and I love Joe Nuxhall, and Jeff Brantley. He's pretty good also. Not a big Jim Kelch fan, but he is very knowledgeable. I just don't really like his voice, but I do find him to be knowledgeable. But yeah, as a radio person, I still listen to the radio, even at home. I do, but again. The TV coverage has certainly affected it. Really appreciate your calling, Zach. Thanks again for some great, insightful conversation. Please continue to listen to our show. Charlie's up next. And call back, Zach. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too, sir.
Adam Lepp here, the computer guy with my twice-weekly show. Thank you for listening. Have a great Thursday. Stay dry. Charlie's up next after the features. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.
You're listening.